BBC Wiltshire. This is Graham Rogers with you through till nine. Now, we've been reporting this story in the news and the programme through the morning. An action group has been set up to tackle what's been described as the problem of excessive noise from one of Wiltshire's major trunk roads. The A419 NAG, that stands for Noise Action Group, want the concrete stretch of the bypass. You probably know this road. The A419 that runs from Latton near Cricklade in North Wiltshire through over the border into Gloucester towards Cirencester. They want the concrete replaced. They say the noise would be much quieter if the concrete was dug up and replaced with tarmac. Now, Janet Sharp lives in Latton. She's a member of the A419 NAG, and she's with me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Graham.
Morning. Good morning. Just tell us what it's like, then, this constant noise living where you live in Latton.
There's a background droning noise. It's difficult to open windows at night time or during the day at the front of the house. It's a sort of booming sound. People sometimes describe it as being like on the airfield at Fairford, that kind of noise. It's certainly very, very busy and very noisy during rush hour times.
And how is this impacting on your lives?
We suffer from really, again, not being able to open a window in the evening or at night time. So sleeping, you know, there's a background drone the whole time. My neighbours really tell me, many of them feel they can't sit out in gardens, and certainly we're not as close to the A419 as some people are in Latton. People are telling us, really neighbours and others in the area are telling us that they feel stressed, they feel that they feel their health has been affected. They're obviously conscious as well of pollution from the road.
Well, you've clearly had enough.
I think people have had enough, and I think part of the reason for that is because this has been such a long ongoing issue.
Well, you've set up the A419 Noise Action Group. Tell us what you're aiming to achieve.
Well, we're aiming to really achieve putting the A417, A419 road issue right at the top of the Highways Agency agenda. It's long been promised that the road would be resurfaced, so there has been a recognition over the years that there is a problem here.
Well, let me play you what the North Wiltshire MP, James Gray, has had to say on the issue.
Well, it's a question of keeping in touch with the Highways Agency, constantly keeping in touch with them every 6 months, dropping a letter saying, I still have problems, here's another letter from my constituents saying it's a real problem locally, this road noise from the 419, 417, please do something about it. A little bit of constant pressure, and sooner or later they may get bored with this.
Well, that's your MP, James Gray. Janet, what do you think of what he had to say?
Well, I think that's important that we keep putting the pressure on. I think what the Highways Agency really respond to is what we've discovered, is strength of feeling. Now, we've got evidence we've sent to the Highways Agency from the Latton residents that has been collected about the strength of feeling here. And I know up and down the route of the A419 there are other villagers doing the same.
Well, the Highways Agency have told us that they've held investigations into the noise levels on the A419 and, of course, the A417. Officials have told us they're now in discussion with local councils. They will then publish their recommendations. However, in this statement, the Highways Agency admits changes will depend upon available funding. Mm. So that's what they've told us. What would your reaction to that be?
Well, I think what we want to do, we know that there are about 13 other roads in the UK that suffer from this kind of disruption, this really excessive noise, that, Graham, could be different. I think that's our point. This could be different. People don't have to have the kind of noise caused by the concrete surface. And what we want to do is make sure that this road is right at the top of the agenda. And whilst we understand that it's a time of budget cuts, I think what we're saying is that, you know, how long is it before people's needs really in the community get recognised, and that this road needs to be right on top of the pile. As I say, there's been constant recognition over, well, since 1998, that the road noise here is far more than was estimated at the time the road was built. And so that really gives us sort of strength to say to the Highways Agency, you know, this one is one that you really have got to prioritise.
Are you hopeful you're going to get the result that you want?
We know that these are long campaigns. Mm. We know from looking at evidence of other campaigns that it does take time. The main thrust of this, really, Graham, is that people who are affected, who want the change, who don't want to have increasing noise as the volumes of traffic increase, because this is a very popular road. You know, it's incredibly...
It's a very busy road, isn't it?
And it's a popular road, and it's a very, very busy road. But what we need the public to do is to go on to, if they can, go on to a website which has been set up in support of the campaign. And there's a very short questionnaire to complete. Tell us their own experiences. Really give the weight of support behind this, because what we know from other successful campaigns is that this is what matters.
Well, if you would like to have a look at this website, what's the address, please,
I'll
Janet?
Give you the website, and thank you for the opportunity of doing that. So it's www.a419nag.co.uk.
A419nag.co.uk.
Lots of information, lots of history, and I think people will be quite shocked, actually, because there's lots of statements from governments saying this is a something they recognise, an issue that needs changing. And what we're trying to do now is to say, now is the time. We don't want to wait any longer.
Well, look, stay in touch. We'll follow your campaign.
Thank you for your support, and thank you for allowing us to chat about that this morning.
Janet, thank you for your time. Janet Sharp from Latton near Cricklade.